Coca-Cola is accused of illegal activity in China.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. And the government of the Yunnan province in western China is going after Coca-Cola. Officials say Coke has been illegally mapping the province with GPS devices. The BBC's John Sudworth joins us from Shanghai with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what exactly is China accusing Coca-Cola of doing?
Well, this is an accusation from China's remote southwestern province of Yunnan. It's an announcement that appeared on its own provincial government website, basically accusing Coca-Cola of illegally collecting classified information with handheld GPS equipment. And according to some news reports, Coca-Cola has issued a statement confirming that some kind of investigation is underway and saying that it is cooperating fully.
So Coca-Cola is not denying that it did this?
Well, it's not denying that there's an investigation. What it says is that the GPS systems it uses in Yunnan, and in fact throughout its worldwide operations, are used for commercial applications. And they're the kind of things that many industries use, mainly for logistics, that this is basically GPS used for improving efficiency of things like deliveries, that kind of thing. China says that it's the province of Yunnan says that it's going to continue investigating, and the results should be known within the next few weeks.
So I guess the question is this really about Coca-Cola?
Well, that's the really interesting thing. On face value, this looks like a fairly limited investigation by one particular province in China, and it looks like Coca-Cola has a very strong defense. But there may be more to this than meets the eye. This, of course, comes against the backdrop of the very high-level accusations that are going to and fro between Beijing and Washington about cybersecurity, about the use of spying, that kind of thing. And some people are wondering whether it might be connected, particularly as Coca-Cola itself has been reported in the past to have been a victim of some pretty intrusive Chinese spying attempts, burrowing deep within Coca-Cola's own data systems to mine information about a very high-level Chinese takeover that the company itself was considering a few years back.
The BBC's John Sudworth joining us from Shanghai. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Jeremy.
Well, tonight, President Obama will speak to big money donors at an event for a group called Organizing for Action. That group is run by former campaign aides with the mission of supporting the president's agenda. And since Organizing for Action is a 501c4 nonprofit, it can raise unlimited money without saying where it comes from. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
These organizations are nothing new, but OFA has something special.
The problem is they're a dark money group with a direct tie to the president.
Lisa Rosenberg is with the Sunlight Foundation.
It's an opportunity to sell access to the president, to the highest bidder, with really minimal disclosure.
Of course, an open government activist would complain, but so did this guy.
I don't think American elections should be bankrolled by America's most powerful interests.
At the 2010 State of the Union, the president attacked the Supreme Court ruling that allowed unlimited corporate and union political spending. Responding to criticism, OFA said it won't take corporate, foreign, or lobbyist money, and it promises to ID big donors.
We will never really know if they are disclosing what they say they're going to be disclosing because 501c4s aren't required to disclose their donors.
Vivica Novak is with the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks money. Her field is a growth industry. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in global trading this morning, 0.6% lower in Tokyo, 0.7% lower right now in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow did just barely squeak out another record with a 2-point rise. It closed at 14,450.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. By the University of Maryland Smith School of Business, committed to transforming careers, rhsmith.umd.edu. Rigorous, collaborative, engaged. And by Kronos, providing cloud-based time and attendance, scheduling, HR, and payroll solutions for organizations of all sizes. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
One of the biggest events in golf, the Masters, is less than a month away. And after a shocking fall from grace, one of the biggest stars in golf history could actually win it. I'm talking about Tiger Woods, who has just bagged his second PGA win of the season. Gigi Duban reports.
It's been more than 3 years since Tiger Woods' ex-wife smashed the back window of his SUV with a golf club. And it's been a long road back to the top. But now, Jake Coffin, editor at GolfChannel.com, says there's no question. Tiger has returned.
He's got the swagger. He's got the look. He's got the confidence. He's got the name.
And last week on a golf course in Doral, Florida, he had the stands flooded with fans. Coffin was there.
Just about everybody that was at that golf course wanted a piece of what it was that he was doing because they feel that he's back, because it looks like he has the potential to do things that he used to do.
And Coffin says, because everyone wants to be around a winner. But does that extend to big corporate sponsors? Depends, says David Schwab. He's with Octagon, a sports and entertainment marketing agency.
Nobody agrees with what he did. The question is he a legitimate, authentic, true endorser for a product that one would buy? And for products that are performance-related, he is.
Tiger's indiscretions cost him his wife and some huge endorsement deals like Gatorade and Gillette. But he still has lucrative contracts with Nike, Rolex, and EA Sports, golf-related stuff. What's unclear is whether he'll ever win back the deals where moms are doing the shopping. Schwab says they might just be the least forgiving of the bunch. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And finally, if you're not really sick and you call in sick, you should probably avoid being seen by your boss. And I guess that's what 62-year-old Paul Marshallsea thought he was doing. He called in sick from work in the UK and went to Australia with his wife. While he was there, he saw a shark swimming towards some kids and went over and grabbed it by the tail. Well, his heroism made the news, and long story short, he is now looking for a new job. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You ever get this feeling as the first of the month rolls around?
Rent, it's too damn hot.
You know, you might have a point. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What it means for you and your family when your rent is more than you make. That story and the rest of the day's business news, the numbers from Wall Street as well, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.